Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
Good mythical morning!
Dad,
what?
Hey, you copyrighted a little.
I wanted to see what you guys would say about that. Max has been absolutely obsessed with this new internet morning show, Good Mythical Morning.
You can check it out on YouTube. I think they do podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's really good. You can learn about a lot. It's kind of like an...
Wait, this is an educational show?
In a way, yes.
It gives you a little extra... It gives you some daily stuff that you probably would not have known.
Okay, like so give talks me some to of the give me some of the useful information that you've picked up listening to Good Mythical Morning.
Useful as it is interesting.
Interest. All right, I'll take that.
Well, like they've done a top tens on stuff tried to sneak into a plane. Like there have been like 6 blades of death shuriken thingies. There's been a shotgun in a dad's like son's Mickey Mouse toy.
Oh my!
They found it in the stuffing. So people have even brought human skulls, but their excuses have been to ward off evil spirits.
Oh good lord! Well,
but this is not what I'm saying, but this is what they're saying.
All right. So, yeah, so we can't use the Good Mythical Morning sign-on, so I guess I'll just have to say, and we're back! And it's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. Boy, that guy just ran a red light. And, as always, on our interesting drive to school, this is Brad Geiger speaking for his sons, Alex.
Me.
And Max.
Me.
And we're going to talk about... Well, let's start out talking about what we watched the other night. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Alex, what did you think about this episode?
This episode I really enjoyed. I never really asked you if that's a... But how'd you like it?
I think that show... Myself, I'm a believer. I think the show is getting better and better. It's getting more complicated and... fully rounded. I like it. I like what they're doing. I like this episode. May is, I'm liking her more and more as time goes by. And Agent Fitz, I can't get enough of him on the screen. That actor deserves an Emmy Award for what he's doing.
The dude deserves like an Oscar or something. He is good.
Yeah, and he's achieving a really difficult thing, which is to play somebody with who's technically mentally not challenged, but he's had a mental disability, and he's playing that in such a way that it would be. Let me put it to you this way: it would be so easy for that to come off wrong and maybe insulting. But man, oh man, that guy's great.
Yeah, and I really like how the relationship triangle with Fitz, Simmons, and I never remember the new character's name, who's
it's
an engineer.
It's Tripp's brother, right?
Yeah, Tripp's brother.
And you know what? That's kind of shameful because I can't remember his name either, and clearly he's going to stick around, and he's talking about another really good actor.
That dude is a beefcake, my God.
He is
a beefcake.
He is a physically fit young man.
Oh my God.
And still no toilet.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. Alex pointed it out a couple of weeks ago, and now I can't not see it. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, has anyone realized that Ward doesn't have a toilet? Like, or a sink?
he's just got a bed, and we were wondering how he, takes care of the call of nature. I mean, clearly he's not shaving. He's got a full beard, and it's not even Movember yet. But how is he taking... You know about Movember?
No.
It's just a funny word to you. Well, yeah. I'm actually thinking about... You guys tell me what you think. Movember has become kind of like a weird little internet thing where people...
It takes November and... It takes November and people... I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay. You had a hard time wrestling that one to the ground, didn't you? Well, what they do is they grow beards and mustaches. So I'm thinking, I've always kind of threatened. I'm thinking this November, I'm going to grow out my beard. What do you think?
Oh my God, you haven't been threatening. I've been threatening.
Well, you have been saying that I should grow out my beard. Yeah, what do you think?
Like Data said when he tried to grow a beard, it's a distinguished look.
Well, it's going to be distinguished on me because there's going to be plenty of gray in there, but I'm thinking about growing it out. What do you think?
But you look like old, wise, and powerful.
Well, I'll take old,
like,
wise, and
powerful. Like, hey, don't screw around with me.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what you'd be?
What?
You'd be old, wise, and Tony have that Tony Stark look taken away from you.
That's a good point.
You know what? What if you shaved your beard completely, go anti-Movember?
And shaved off my goatee?
Yeah.
Or the Van Dyke is the proper term? I don't know.
Whatever the heck you call it.
Do you remember pictures of me when I married your mom?
Yeah.
That's what I'd look like.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm very anxious to go back to that?
You'd look younger.
Ah, you think?
Yeah, you'd look younger.
I cannot believe... If you with no beard, I cannot. That Tony Stark look you need that Tony Stark look.
I need that Tony Stark look to look like me. I remember my dad shaved his mustache suddenly one time, and we didn't know he was going to do it. And we came up for breakfast that morning and sat down at the table, and he comes in without his mustache, and it was like lit. It was very uncomfortable. It was like living with a stranger in the house for a little. Because we had always known him as, you know, having a mustache.
If that would happen, I might have, I'm just going to say, nature spell.
Max, you're having such a hard time this morning.
A nature spell.
Okay, all right, take a deep breath, Max. You're going to make it through this podcast. We're going to get it through it together, okay?
Okay.
All right, so yeah, how do you figure Ward evacuates?
I think he's like train constipated or something.
Do you think he's got like a major constipation issue?
Maybe he dumped out his...
Maybe there's like a little hole in the ground.
Maybe.
And it opens up off camera.
Well, as we... we'll put a spoiler alert right here because we're going to start talking about this week's episode.
Those sand bullets!
If it's a guy that can dislocate his own thumb to get out of handcuffs, I wouldn't put anything past him. God only knows what else he's dislocating. Nothing. I'm getting sky mauled on that. Holy cats by my own kids.
I know the guy in the jail is dislocated.
Well, after what he's been doing, some NATO.
Yes, Alex.
I'm just trying to try to get past.
We may not even upload this one.
Oh my God. Maxwell, tone it down.
So, okay, Alex, we got to go back and check. You say that guy with the alien tattoo at the end, you're saying that was Skye's father?
Yeah.
I don't remember Skye's father. I remember Skye's father having darker hair.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Are you saying it was... Okay.
He's the big, muscular-looking guy who was Skye's father.
We found out a little bit more about Skye's father in this episode.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on with that? I don't believe any of it. You don't believe any of it? You think Ward is lying?
Yeah, he's trying to... Well, he just, like, got in the prison, dislocated his freaking thumb.
Yeah, Ward's on the loose again. Good news for the storyline, bad news for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I think he was trying to get Skye's goat, and he kept urging her to go, you and me get it.
Yep, yep. we'll go find your father, we'll go do it together. And then at the very last moment, she says, you've given us everything we need, now we're shipping you off to your brothers. Ward's brother is kind of introduced in this episode as a high-ranking, powerful senator.
Yeah, who apparently in Ward's eyes makes him torture his little brother.
Yeah, well, it's a great case of who you're going to believe, because... Yeah. Ward says his brother is super evil, and his brother says that Ward is super evil.
They're both super evil.
It might just be that they're both super evil.
From what I've seen, I kind of like the senator.
Do you?
A bit. I don't know why.
I like Ward.
I think he's a good character.
All right. Well, this is a good place to park it for right now. As I said last time, we've got a weird thing that's happening on our drive where we drive over something that spikes our microphone. So we're going to take a pause. We're going to come back when we're on the interstate, and we'll be right back.
After smashing some...
I'm having more trouble, aren't you? And we're back from break. Hopefully I found out what along the road was causing our mics to spike. I'll keep you posted on that. And we were talking about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Max, you watched more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. today than you have in a long time. What is your thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, I remember that one part in the beginning when undercovered S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, but S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that were from Hydra.
Right, they sent in some Hydra guys disguised as S.H.I.E.L.D. guys,
because if you watch Captain America 2, Hydra's never going to be destroyed.
Right.
Cut off one head, then two more take its place.
And they killed a bunch of United Nations guys. During that Army General speech, they tried to make it look like S.H.I.E.L.D. was using discs that were based on that obelisk.
Well,
they turned people into sand.
Yeah.
Well, it was like ashy dust.
Mm-hmm.
But ashy sand.
Yeah, it had the same effects as the obelisk as we've seen so far when some people try to touch it.
Yep. They've weaponized the obelisk, evidently, weaponized that alien technology, which, of course, I gotta figure is gonna figure in largely throughout the season.
And even worse part is no one wants to mess with alien technology, I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
You not mess with alien technology.
We glossed over at the beginning of the show, but May has another kick-butt fighting scene.
Yeah.
In this one. Man, she was really good.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where the big bad guy has the big chain with the knife at the end.
I've never seen anybody fight with a knife on a chain before. Have you?
I have.
Oh, okay. All right. When did you see a knife on a chain?
Like every Bruce Lee movie ever made.
When have you ever seen a Bruce Lee movie?
I don't. But I know I've seen it before, okay?
All right. So what'd you think of the fight scene? Another good one for May.
Yeah, I mean, you always know you're going to win when he has a gigantic rope that's never going to hurt you.
Yeah. And I gotta say, as somebody that's climbing up there in years myself, and it's hard to say this in a way that's not insulting, but I'm gonna try. The actress that plays May is not an old lady. She's not a mature female. But she's no spring chicken either, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's not old by any sense of the word, but she's not an 18-year-old that you'd expect to be jumping around and stuff like that. And I know there's a lot that they can do with cameras and special effects, but still, she's out there pulling a lot of these moves off, and man, oh man, she makes it look easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been trained, and you've heard her backstory in season one, so...
No, I mean the actress, though. I mean, that's a real person doing
it. Oh, the actress herself
that's performing those, you know, those scenes, and I'm sure they've got a stunt double for some of the really, really difficult stuff. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't, speaking as a 47-year-old, I couldn't get to the point where they would even call for the stunt double. They'd have to wheel me off the set and hopefully over to craft services. What do you think, Max?
You well, acting? Yeah. Yeah.
With me? Well, with me, I can... I don't mean to be waggy, but I can act, and we've seen that.
Yes, we've
seen you. Are you auditioning?
We've seen you. As soon as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has a part for an 8-year-old smart aleck, then we'll know where to
smart.
Go.
You mean 15-minute max, you know? You said smart aleck, and that's Alex's show.
I was cross-promoting. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., are we going to stick with it for the season, do you
think?
Yeah, I think so too.
I did watch a little bit of The Flash.
What'd you think of that? Because I had to go upstairs and prepare for my class the next day.
Flash was pretty good. The start so far. I mean, it gives him his...
Did you watch the entire first episode?
No.
Okay, so you're kind of just
like
a taste.
First fourth.
Just a taste.
But so far, I really liked it.
Yeah? Now, are they bringing Flash right out, or are they going to make
No. They're giving you his whole backstory without powers.
Okay.
First.
So at least for half of the episode, that's what they're doing.
So far, he doesn't have superpowers. He's, the beginning, he's went through a bit of childhood trauma.
Well, if we were to add another one, I think Gotham is out. We watched the first episode of Gotham, and it wasn't really for our family. Which doesn't mean it's not a good show. It's just, you know, for an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old, not so much. I've watched a few episodes of Arrow on my own. I
love you, Dubby.
But Scott Kurtz, my friend who you can hear on Surviving Creativity and Comic Dorks, he says that it's a CW show. It's a lot of love interest and smoochy smoochy, and you guys are thumbs downing that one as of this point.
Dragon Ball Z was once on the CW until we did that one episode where we canceled all Saturday night Saturday morning TV.
That's I think that's different than
he's
CW
still hung
programming.
Up on that, you know.
You're still hung up on DBC. But if we were to add one, I think it would have to be Flash. Maybe we'll have to see. We do need to talk about this too. Recently, I joined the Cut the Cord movement. We're going on Hulu and Netflix. If you have suggestions for another one to add, I would consider it. Although we do have Amazon Prime.
YouTube.
So now we're not watching the shows when they first air on the networks, but we watch them when we want to watch them as soon as the next day thereafter. What is your suggestions? If you want to go to evil-inc, evilinc.com, you'll find the show there, and you can tell us what other show should we be watching. I'm thinking it's The Flash. What do you think? Hey, this is Brad Geiger, and I wanted to tell you about our Patreon page. Yeah, that's right. We started a Patreon. It's patreon.com/heycomicskids, and here's the thing. I've been doing this internet thing for long enough to know something good when I see it, and the number of downloads that this show has gotten has made my eyes spin around in my head. I'm not thinking about this as a career for me or for the boys. But the numbers on this show is big enough that I can tell a lot of people are enjoying it. That's cool. If you'd like to support the show with a micropayment, which means just you become a backer for as little as a dollar per podcast, then you can do that. And if you're a Patreon backer, it's very secure. You put your credit card or your debit card number into your Patreon account. And for every podcast we upload, you get pinged for that dollar amount per podcast. Don't worry, you can set a cap. So if you're not comfortable with more than $5 coming out of your account per month, then if we upload 20 podcasts in a month, by the end of the month, you're still only charged $5. Now, why am I doing this? I'll be honest, if you talk to me or any other parent, the biggest thing on our minds is education for our kids. And so we are going to funnel the money that we do make from this Patreon into an education account for the kids. That's what it's going to be used for.
I'm not even going to tell them that I'm doing this. I'm going to record a little bumper and tag it on to the beginning or maybe the end of shows, but I'm not going to let this ruin their enjoyment, because I also know from doing internet for an awful long time that you can your joy of doing this creative thing can sometimes get sapped away by the numbers. Numbers are funny. No matter how big they are, there's always a bigger number that you think you should be getting. And they've got enough time in their lives to deal with that kind of stuff. So for all intents and purposes, we're going to keep doing this show because we enjoy doing it so much. They're not even going to know about this Patreon unless much, much later we decide to let them know what's going on. But the way I have it in my mind is, if this is something you guys want to support with Patreon, we'll turn it into an education fund and give them a nice little surprise a little bit later. So that's what's going on. It's at patreon.com/heycomicskids. If you want to support the show, that's great. We'll probably make it so that supporters get an advanced copy of the show at least 24 hours before it goes live on iTunes. I think that's only fair. And other than that, if you want to support it, that's great. And if you want to just keep listening, and if the most you want to do is go to iTunes and give us a little rating and a friendly comment, then the boys are just as thrilled, trust me. As for me, this has been so cool to be able to do this with my kids, and I'm going to do it one way or the other. So without boring you any further, I'll let you get back to the stars of the show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.